Buyurun.
I want to thank the Lord for being here today. I want to testify. I feel like the Lord has done a lot of things for me. I was trying to fix a roof on my porch, and the ladder gave down, and I didn't fall off the ladder, but I fell with the ladder, and it hit the porch. I feel like that if it hadn't hit the porch, that this right leg here would have been crushed. And I appreciate the Lord. You know, I tell the Lord, I said, I want to repay you. I want to. But he told me, he said, you live for God. You do right. Lord, help us today. We really need to do right. I have another testimony. Now, this is something that it seemed like maybe a lot of people don't want to comprehend, I guess. But the old car we had, it was the trunk went shut. And I thought, it took quite a bit of money to, it was an old car, to fix the thing. So we just tied it down. And so we were going over to the church over there. We don't have church in Nowater, but we had to go over there and mow and different things. And when we got over there, that trunk was shut. Now, isn't that a wonderful thing? And, you know, people, they say certain things happen. But I don't believe that. I really don't. I believe that Jesus shut that trunk. Just like, Brother Ed, he made that donkey talk, didn't he? Well, he can shut a trunk door, can he? And I tell people that, and they say, well, this and that could happen, you know. But I want to say here today, God is real. God is real. And I pray the Lord to help us today that we will really get a hold of God. There's another, I was going to tell you, the board that I had put the ladder on, I can't understand it myself. But on the inside of this board, it was soft. Well, Brother Ed, you've worked with, have you ever heard that, seen that, or? Yeah, the board. Inside the board was soft. But the outside, see, I had just painted it last year. But the outside was sort of, well, it wasn't real firm, but, you know, it was pretty firm. And with the weight, you know, with the weight on the ladder, it gave down. And that brought me a thought. Brother, we're going to have something on the inside to hold us up. We're going to have something. I realize that that we're going to have things that come our way. Hard things sometimes. Heavy things. It seems like that we don't understand. But I thank the Lord that if we will get something on the inside, something that will be strong, something that will hold the pressure, something that will stand for a long time. But I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us out this morning. We have a burden, and I realize that the enemy is working so hard to try to deceive, try to crush down, try to lead us away. But we need really something that will help us to go through faithful. You know, I thought about the scripture says, he that endureth unto the end. We have to endure to the end. We can't give down. You know, I thought about, I love this truth. I really love this truth. Because that it set me free. I was in bondage. I was bound down. But thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. The Lord delivered my soul. And he also gave me the Holy Spirit. And he also gave me a willingness to submit to the Holy Spirit. And I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us all. I want to go to heaven. I don't know when I'm going to leave this world. But I want to go to heaven. I want to meet Jesus, the one that has helped me through this life. My wife was talking, coming down. We're not boasting or nothing, but you know, she said the Lord has helped us. You know, isn't that a wonderful thing that we have a God that is able to help us? That we got a God that is able to heal to the uttermost, save to the uttermost, put us on the right path, and just hold us there, right there, until the end. You know, I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate how the Lord has helped us. I want to turn to Ephesians, the 6th chapter of Ephesians. I desire your prayers. I've always felt my need to the Lord. I said, Lord, I need your help. The Lord said he'll help us. But here in the Ephesians, the 6th chapter, Lord help us today. And starting at the 10th verse, it said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Brother, I thought about the flesh is weak and the outward man is weak. We need a spiritual birth. We need some change from the flesh to the spirit. That's what we need. I thought about so many people. You know, I thought about Paul. I believe Paul testified About the inward man. The inward man, this is really what's going to control the outward man. And I thought about, this is where that he really means being strong inwardly. The inward man. Because if we don't, if we're not strong on the inside, brother, I don't believe we will make it. I really don't. I don't really think that we will go through with victory. But I thought about how that Paul, no doubt Paul was sincere and he was probably doing the best he knew how, but he really didn't have what Jesus had for him. And I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us that we will be strong in the Lord. I want to turn to John. These are very familiar scriptures, but I appreciate the truth and how the truth can help us, how the truth can really give us peace in our hearts. The truth can give us something, a victory. Thank the Lord for the victory. We can have victory. Jesus said, Jesus, the third verse, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be changed from the flesh to the spirit. This is what this was talking about. Jesus, one place it says, walk in the spirit. This is the thing that we need to do. If we're going to please, if we walk in the flesh, we're going to get deceived. If we walk in the flesh, we're going to be led away. If we walk in the flesh, brother, we won't be able to make it. But may the Lord help us today that we will really realize. I thought about my experience. The Lord gave me a real born-again experience. All the things, you know, I love movies and televisions and all these things. But thank the Lord, when I got saved, they went out. Thank the Lord. You know, there's nothing on there for our spiritual. Way of thinking. But we need a spiritual life. And I thought about how that, and Jesus said here, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We want to have a vision of the truth. We want to have a vision of what the Lord requires of us. We need a vision. The Bible said without a vision, the people perish. In other words, they're not going to be on the right path. They're going to be astray. But I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Brother, no matter how old we are, we can be born again. We can have a new life, new experience, a new heart. We can have that. You know, I'm glad my mother, she was about 60. 65. But she had a perfection. And, but she didn't really have the truth. And I led my mother to the truth. I appreciate that. And my mother trusted the Lord. And I believe Brother Ed and Sister Robert knew my mother. And she had cancer. And Brother Ed prayed for her. You remember that? He prayed for her, and that cancer, well, she still had it, but it stopped eating. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That encouraged her. Brother, today, listen, the Lord is able to help us in this life. We need to believe. We need to have faith. We need to look up to God. And the Lord will help us. I appreciate it. And you know, my mother, she... I hate to leave my mother, but I was glad she was ready to meet God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? My mother didn't know anything about the truth. Well, I didn't either. But you know, as soon as she got saved, she measured up. And my wife would make, you know, her long dresses. And she always had, well, she never did have dresses above her knee, you know, but they were just maybe barely, you know, below her. But that's the world, isn't it? What the world does, well, that's what a lot of people does. They just follow the world. But, you know, she started making long dresses. That's what a born-again experience will do for an individual. It's a change your life. Lord, help us today. We need a change of life. But here was Nicodemus. I think Nicodemus was a, well, it says a ruler of the Jews. Said, and how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water. That's the word of God. Brother, we're going to have to be, I thought about the blood of Jesus. That's the word of God. It'll cleanse us. It'll help us. And he said here, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. He said of the Spirit. We must be born of the Spirit. Before we're going to walk in the Spirit, we're going to have the Spirit. Lord, help us today. And he said here, water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. We all was born naturally or fleshly. But it said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. But I thought about how that, is that the end of this? No. There is another step that we have to have. I have talked to people that said, that you get it all at one time. Brother, that's false. That's false doctrine. There are two definite works of grace. It's going to perform in our hearts. Two definite works of grace. It has to be that way. And I thought about how the enemy says he's going about and he's seeking and he's telling you, well, you're all right. Well, you're saved. That's all you need. That's the enemy. But I thought about how that, you know, when I got saved, I thought I had everything. But you know, the Lord, I thought about how the Lord, He knows how to deal with us, and He knows how to work with us. And we had a pastor, Brother McCoy, a lot of you know him, and he was a man that really believed in two definite works of grace. So he taught us, and I told him, I said, well, I thought I got everything. He said, no, he said, you didn't get it all. Well, I didn't know what to do. You know, I mean, I was new, and I wasn't brought up with the saints. But you know, I started working on this. I said, Lord, if there's another thing that I'm going to have to do, I said, you show this to me. Reveal truth to me. Well, the Lord started dealing with me. I'm glad for that. He showed me that I had to be sanctified. Well, I gave up, I guess I gave up stuff that I didn't really have to give up, but I wanted to be delivered and a spiritual life. So I was seeking the Lord, and the Lord dealt with me about sanctification. Well, when we get close to the Lord, the devil's going to work. And he said, you're not going to get it. You know, that's just like the devil, isn't it? So I told Brother McCoy, Brother McCoy and Brother Abbott and Brother Key. Probably all of you know all them. I told them, I said, I want y'all to lay hands on me. I want to receive the Holy Spirit. I want to get something that I can have some power over the flesh and over the world and over the thing that's evil. I want power over them. So they laid hands on. I was praying too. They was praying and I was praying. And all of a sudden, it seemed like I just felt like something just came all over me. And I was so happy. Really, I was. And I went back, to the back of the chapel. And I was so full. I had to shout. I tell you, if I hadn't a shout, I don't know what I would have. I might have exploded. I tell you, I appreciate the Lord. I really do. It's a wonderful thing to really live for the Lord. So I came back there in the chapel and I shouted. People looked around. I didn't know what they thought of, but I didn't care. That was a relief. Brother Purvis, that was something that really did encourage me and help me out. And ever since that time, I had power over the devil. You know, I never did think that I would ever have power over the flesh. But thank the Lord that day, the Spirit came in and just sort of saturated me all the way. And you know, Brother McCoy, bless his heart, he said, if you're saved, he said, you need to be baptized. I said, Brother McCoy, they ain't no if about it. I'm saved and I'm sanctified. Well, you know how the devil worked. Why? I forgot my clothes. Oh, the enemy. He's a mean old devil. I really don't like him. You know, that's one person. I love every soul. But I don't like the devil. Because he's a tricky old thing, and he'll try every way he can to deceive us. But thank the Lord, and when I came up from that water, I came up a shouting. And there was people on that bridge, but I wasn't looking at them. I was blessed in my soul. You know, I appreciate that. But I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us to go on to perfection. Go on and get everything that God has for us. That would be, it would be a blessing. And you know, a lot of people seem like that they have a struggle. But the Holy Spirit will give you victory over these struggling things. He'll give you power over all these things. We don't have to be down and out. I thought about, I've heard people say, Brother Gordon, I'm just barely making it. We don't have to. We can make it. That's right. There are no ifs or buts about it. We can make it. We can have victory. We can have power. And we can show the world that this is a reality. This is real. Lord, help us today. It's a wonderful thing to really have victory over the flesh. I want to turn to 1 Corinthians, the fifth chapter. Lord, help us today. I appreciate the Lord so much. I don't want to grieve Him. Because the Scripture says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. We don't want to grieve Him. But I thought about this Scripture, the fifth chapter of 1 Corinthians, and the seventh verse. It says, purge out therefore the old leaven. What is the old leaven? Is the carnal nature. That's what it is. It needs to be purged out. Because if it's not purged out, you're going to have trouble. That's right. We're going to sort of be up and down. But it said here, Lord help us today. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, a new spirit. You know, it talks about a new spirit. He'll give us a new spirit. And that's the Holy Spirit. And He will give us power. We won't be able to do all these things, the flesh. But us submitting and humbling ourselves and just letting the Holy Spirit work in our life, He'll give us some power. That's right. He'll give us victory. He will cause us to triumph over all the evils and the wrong and all the devil that presents things to us. We have power to cast all the evils out of our mind. Lord, help us today. This is why, because that carnal nature is going to give you some problems. And it will also deceive you. Because it will you know, the flesh and the spirit seem like can't work together. Or I'll say it like this, the flesh and the carnal nature can't work together. Because one is of the flesh and one of the spirit. But we really need the Holy Spirit to give us power. You know, I thought about, Jesus said that Spirit is willing. The Spirit is willing to do everything that He can to help us. But the flesh, it seemed to me like that the flesh will draw back. It'll draw back. But I'm glad that we've got victory over the flesh. And then if we have victory, I thought about this. You know, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, must control this body. It must be like that. Must control the body, because if it doesn't control this body, we're going to be led away. But this is where that we need to submit to the Holy Spirit. We need to give the Holy Spirit the right of way to control this body. You know, I thought about how the Lord, if He would force me, I wouldn't do it. That's right. The Lord don't force us. He don't. The Lord hasn't forced me since I've been saved. That's right. I was willing to do what the Lord reveals and shows to us. I was willing to do it. I was willing. That's right. He wants our will, really. He wants our willingness. And I thought about, you know, I've heard people say, well, I'm willing to do what the Lord tells me to do. But then there's a sort of something there. But I was willing within my soul, Lord, if You show me this, I'll do it. You see? Now if You don't show me, I won't do it. But if You show me, I'm going to be willing to lay this thing aside. Lay it down. I'm going to be willing myself. Because the Lord is always right. His word is precious. And what it says in the Bible, that's the word of God. And this is what we have to go by. But I pray today, you know, is there one place where it says, this is a hard saying? That's sad, isn't it? It should not be a hard saying. What the Lord reveals to us, brother, we need to be willing ourselves to just lay that thing aside. Lay it down. Because what the Lord shows us to lay down is not good for us anyway. That's right. But may the Lord help us today that we will be, I thought about it said the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. The good of the land is the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, a new experience. Lord, help us today that we will purge out the old leaven that we may be a new lump. Lord, help us today. We need to be a new creature. The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is. That's positive, isn't it? He is a new creature. Old things, our old life, our old experience. But you know, in a way, I was glad to lay that old life down, brother. Because it put me in bondage. It didn't really... Well, you know, they say, well, I want to do what I want to do. Well, if we're in bondage, we don't do what we really want to do. That's right. We're in bondage. We're bound down. And I've heard people say, well, if I got saved, why, you know, I got some, lot of laws and things, you know, that I have to do. Well, I want to say this, if we really get saved, the laws isn't no problem. We'll be willing to walk in the light. It talked about walking in the light as He is in the light. And we have fellowship. We want a fellowship with Christ. And we have fellowship even with one another. But I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us all. Help us all. That we will get a real experience of salvation when things come our way or heavy weights and things are trying to weigh us down, we can stand up firm. I've got something solid. Brother, the Word of God is solid. And I thought about how that it'll hold every pressure. It will. It'll hold every pressure. It'll hold every thing that the enemy tries to put upon us. It'll hold. It won't give down. You know, I thought about this ladder. It gave down. Why? Because it wasn't strong. And the board wasn't strong, and all the pressure, I weigh 180 pounds. That ain't very much, but anyway, all that pressure, you know, on this weakened board made it go down. And that's the way it is spiritually in our life. If we don't have a strong plan of salvation within, brother, it's going to fail. It's going to give down. And then a lot of times people, they get discouraged, you know, when things give down and things, and, well, it's not working. You know, I heard, I think it was Brother William, Brother Lewis William. He said this man went to the altar and he claimed to get saved. And something came up. I guess he just couldn't bear it. And he backslid. So he came to Brother Williams and he said, "Brother Williams, it's not a working." Brother Williams says, "Brother, you get it. I mean, the real thing," he said, "it'll work." I thought of it. And it will work. You get a real experience of salvation, brother, it's going to work. I thought about, there's another scripture in Matthew, the 23rd chapter. And I thought about this, you know, Jesus, this was Jesus talking to the Pharisees. And I thought about how that, you know, the Pharisees, they didn't really believe in Christ. They didn't really believe in His teaching. And all. But he says here in the 26th verse, it says, "Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within." You do that. You cleanse the inward part. You cleanse it. Lord, help us today. And then what did it say here? The cup and the platter. That the outside of them may be clean also. The flesh will manifest a spiritual living. Spiritual living. But if we don't really cleanse the inward, it won't work. It said first, he said first, this was Jesus talking to the Pharisee. He said, cleanse first. Do this. That's where you're going to get some power. That's where you're going to live holy. And righteous and godly. Cleanse that first. Then the outside will just live holy, live righteous, and live godly. Right here, sin abounding on every side. You know, I thought about when I was a young boy, why the world wasn't like this. I mean, it was a world, but seemed like now you got more things to contend with, you know, than when I was a boy. But there was things back there that you're going to have to press. But, I think the Bible does say that it'll wax worse and worse. But may God help us today. That we will cleanse first the inside. And then that will cause the outward man to live live according to the plan of God. And it said, Colossians 3 and 10, it says, and have put on the new man. That's the Spirit. Lord, help us today. That you put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You know, I appreciate how the Lord has helped us. And the Lord has helped us in problems and burdens and things that came our way. He helped us. But I pray today that we will get a real inward work. Inward power that we can show the world. You know, I don't think this is pride. You know, when we go out and live holy, and you know, a lot of people say, oh, so you're just bragging, you're just, you know, that's pride. But that's a wonderful thing to live holy. It is. It's a wonderful thing to live like Jesus, walk in His footsteps. The world might criticize you, but then you've got power over that. We don't get discouraged. And their song says we should never be discouraged. That's right. We should never be discouraged. We've got things. And I look back. Sometimes I look back and I say, Sibylla, did we go through that? You know, some hard things. Did we go through that? Well, I don't know. You know, as you get older, there's a lot of things, you know, the Lord's going to have. I lean heavy on God because you know, a lot of things, when you're young, it seems like you could take a lot of things. But when you get a little older, I don't know what you lose in the the flesh. But we don't have to lose it in the Spirit. See, our spirit, as we go along through life and get older, well, our spirit should be stronger in God. And the flesh will be weaker, but we have something power to help the flesh. That's right. So I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us be strong in spiritual things. Be strong on the inward. Concentrate on the inner man. And get it straight. And brother, if it's straight, we're going to be straight. We're going to live holy. We're going to be righteously, and people's going to criticize us, and they're going to ridicule us, and all these things. But we've got some power to stand up against wrong, stand up against the evil that's in the world today. I pray today. You pray for us. I want to make heaven my home. And I want to meet all of you in heaven. Because, well, I don't know. They say you don't know, you won't know them, but, but I don't know. But I know that every one of us here can make it into heaven. We don't, there's no doubt about it. or anything, but we can have victory, we can have power, we can have grace right here. So you pray for me.